Good evening. So thank you for coming. We're just going to start this evening's session on the Global Hospital with a little video which gives some background to the hospital and some of the range of activities that happen from the hospital. Then we're going to hear from Dr. Pratap, who was on stage for the welcome last night. And then we're going to hear from Sister Matilda and one of the other nursing staff about some of the other associated activities that happen through the hospital. And there'll also be some time at the end, we think, for some question and discussion. And this is a prelude to a visit to the hospital on the 5th. Thank you, Stephen. In a few days' time. So this means that when you go for the hospital visit, you know what to expect and you can have more time touring the hospital without being told what goes on there. Yeah? So enjoy the video and then we'll start some discussion and presentation. Thanks, Stephen. Thank you. Thank you. That was a. That was an edited section of a longer video to give you a sense of some of the range of activities that happen at the hospital. What we'd now like to do is ask Dr. Pratap, who joined us last night for the opening. Thank you again. Dr. Pratap is the medical superintendent at the Global Hospital. So we're going to ask him just to share with us some of the background to the hospital, how it came about, the range of things that it does, and the impact that that's had on the community. As you can see and as you can sense being here, especially those of us from countries that have fairly good healthcare and medical systems in this area, without the Global Hospital there is basically no health care. And so the impact of the hospital has been extreme in the good sense, I think. So I think often Dr. Pratap and the other hospital team members underplay the significance of the wonderful thing that the hospital does. So we'll do that and then we'll move to another discussion about some of the more human elements of hospital staff development and community interaction. But Dr. Pratap, if you'd like to share your good story. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. You know, healthcare is one area which is very complex. As you saw from the video, there were diverse kind of things happening. It's a hospital which was created in 91, and it was part of our initiative as the Global Cooperation for a Better World. The Brahma Kumaris had celebrated that year, and this hospital was the outcome of global cooperation. And so that's why the name was Global Hospital and Research Center. And it's a hospital which is primarily a community hospital, a hospital without walls. We reach out to the people, we go to them. It's a hospital which has holistic care, which not only gives the physical dimension of healthcare, but also provides mental, spiritual and social part of the aspects of healthcare. And it's also, it blends together modern medicine and the ancient Indian tradition like Ayurveda, homeopathy, magnets, positive thinking, meditation, which we offer to the patients, which does bring synergistic results. It's a hospital which is open to everyone. The person may be rich, they may be poor, may come with complex issue, may come with simple problems, and we closely coordinate with the national health programs. That's why you saw some of the things relating to the prevention for control, you know, the program for control of blindness. There was something mentioned on control of tuberculosis, and then also immunization and diverse things, the school health programs, the vocational programs. This all happens. It's unusual. It's a secondary care hospital. We offer to the patients medicine, surgery, obstetrics and gynae, psychiatry, ENT, ophthalmology, dentistry, all that which is relevant to them. We try to see that what is their needs, and we follow that needs. And during this process of assessing the community needs, after the multi-speciality hospital at Mount Abu, we started an eye hospital in the foothills of the mountains so that we could reach out to more people. Then we started a trauma center since it was closer to the national highway and more accidents patients were coming. So we have a trauma center which cater to the accidents, the injuries, the falls, everything, they take care of it. And then we started with the outreach activity. Outreach activity was primarily to educate people, to create awareness. And in this outreach activity, I know there's much to be done, lot to be done, but whatever limited resources we have, we cover almost 100 villages in the surrounding areas. In these villages, we provide primary health care, we provide nutritional supplements in some of the villages, not all the villages. And then we also take care of the tuberculosis control programs. The major issues in this area are, as I said, accidents, injuries, and then infections. Tuberculosis and anemia and all these things. The people are becoming aware. Initially it was very difficult to attract them to the modern medicine. They were still very conservative. You could see their colorful attire, but these were the people who were ignorant about how to take care of themselves. So it was a tough task making them aware that a facility exists for them. But now people come from all walks of life, from all distances, and they come for all kinds of problems. So and we are lucky that we have been able to attract a good team, because whatever infrastructure you create, you need a good team. You need people to work for it. The human resource is the biggest element. We do have our challenges, and we do have many more miles to go. But whatever we have been accomplished, we are happy with that, that we have been able to do a lot for the people here. And I feel there's a lot of it, because the technology is changing so fast. A couple of years back, we commissioned a CT scan. CT scan does a lot of good work for us. It does the angiograms, it does discover the head injury, the hematomas fast. But the technology fast change, and technology comes at a cost. So that's why we really are kind of grateful to our friends and well-wishers from all across the world who have supported us in difficult times. People as diverse as from Spain, and there are various foundations which have come in the various corners of the world. Like we have Janki Foundation in London, then we have a Dutch foundation in Amsterdam, then we have a German was the first to come, and the India Care Trust. They did a great job for us too in the beginning. And now we have a US foundation also. The latest addition was an Australian group of people got together, an Australian foundation. All these support us not only with financial resources, but also with technical know-how. Some of the doctors and the nurses visit us. They train our staff. And that has been our strength, that we have been able to develop our own human resource. We, in this pursuit, we also started a nursing college to educate and train nurses. And then we started postgraduate programs in family medicine and ophthalmology. We do run a course in optometry. Since we are recognized by the Ministry of Science Technology for research, so we have been doing community-based research programs. We have done research on sickle cell anemia. Recently, only yesterday, we opened a thalassemia daycare center. So all of this happens in a slow process, but it does happen to cause more good to the people. And we know that our resources are limited, but with our commitment and dedication and with our consistent approach, we have been able to accomplish and reach out to more and more people. We were supported by an American NGO, Smile Train, what you might have heard, a lot of you. It's a program which helps the children with congenital abnormalities, mostly with cleft lip and cleft palate. Then we were supported by another NGO from America, the Orbis. They focus more on pediatric ophthalmology. So we go out to the schools and screen children for visual impairment and offer them surgeries for squint and congenital cataract. All this has been possible because, one, we were looking for new avenues. We were looking for better ways to help people. And the second, the support was coming. The help was coming. See, the idea of presenting to the hospital is that if we try to do something and if we have determination to do, everything is possible. And the plus, when we blend spirituality into action, most of the staff, they practice regular meditation, and we have music playing at regular intervals so that they are able to connect with their inner self. So we try to use meditation and medicine together. So in that pursuit, we have focused on lifestyle diseases such as diabetes and coronary artery disease and addictions. So to help people with meditation, exercise, diet, all these things. And so this has been a kind of program which has so many diverse factors, so many diverse variants. And we feel there's a lot more to do. Maybe with more support coming, we'll be able to accomplish more. Thank you. You were looking at me.
Thank you, Dr. Pratap. Unfortunately, there's so much more story to tell, but this is like a taster for the program for the hospital visit on the 6th. No? On the 5th. Yes, 5th. 5th, got it. We're going to ask Matilda and the other nursing sister to come up in a moment. But in terms of how many people do you make contact with in terms of medical support in a year?
The outpatient clinics are full, almost 350 to 400 patients every day, and we treat maybe around 5,000 people in the inpatient wards every year and about 3,000 surgeries. This is for the Mount Abu unit, and maybe similar numbers in the trauma center and the eye hospital.
Thank you. So you can see if the hospital and all those other facilities weren't here, those people would have to go to other towns some distance away. So unfortunately we're a little bit time poor, but thank you. That's a great introduction. And there'll be lots more discussion during the hospital visit on the 5th. So Sister Matilda and your great helper. We're now going to get a bit of a more insight into the more human resources and development side of the hospital, and then hopefully we'll have a couple of minutes for some question and answer. Yeah, I can make space. Sisters, you're all here together, no? So I'll give you two mics, shall I?
She can use my Om Shanti. So nice, Dr. Pratap. So, what I'd like to add, I'm Matilda Sargent, and I'm 25 years in Global Hospital, and I had the chance to help set up the nursing training, and she's one of our trainees from the beginning. And what I liked very much, when the hospital was not ready at that time, also no nursing school was there, but there was a wish list which Dr. Pratap had written, and when I saw nursing school, then I got excited and I thought I'd do some fundraising for that part to build it in the future. But I was not intending to stay at that time. That was in 1993. And a year later, when I came with fundraising money from Holland, they asked me to stay and set up the curriculum for the nursing school. I was a nursing principal in Holland, so I winded up my things there. After some time, I just moved here. Daddy Junkie asked me to stay and set up the nursing school here. But because we didn't have any beds yet, we could not start a nursing education. But we were thinking, my colleague, Dr. Indu, and myself, and me, we went to schools to find children, especially girls, who are usually not allowed further education in India rather than getting married and run a family. And we thought if we are educating the girls here in Mount Abu and surrounding area, then that will improve the quality of living. Because we had seen that girls marry early and they usually have not got the opportunity to study further. So we gave them stipend and we educated them in nursing assistant, as a nursing assistant. So Sister Savita, my best friend from 2000 onwards, she had the opportunity and also was allowed by the family to study in Global Hospital. And she just reads out what she has written up in English. And she's an all-rounder. Like many of them, are working still in the hospital since the beginning. Because they get married, they have their families here, but they have also got an income that makes them feel like part of society and part of the family who can participate in an income and have their children educated. Shall I give her?
Yeah, please. Hello, Om Shanti, everybody, sister and brothers. My name is Sarita. I am nursing assistant, Sister Matilda, 2000 training, Global Hospital. Allowed my family, GHRC, join, and as to earn any. Come for the family and my children, two sides. I have two children, my husband also happy that I am working in Global Hospital. I love to assist on any department. My family members sick, Global Hospital take help. Om Shanti. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarita. So many of the, just want to add this, many of the boys who came also later, they have done their further education because they had were the primary income people. So they did further education, and later on when we established the nursing school and also the nursing college, they had the opportunity to study further. But that's why I like her to come with me on these meetings, because she is as important as anyone else. They are supporting so well the hospital. They speak the language of the people, and they know so many things about the patients, what we hear through them. So I'm always very grateful that she is around, and they are around. There's still a group from many years ago who are still loyal to us.
And having her as part of the team presumably encourages other local people to also come forward, not only as patients, but also as potential staff and support, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a quota of the nursing council. So many come from outside, and so many we can recruit. So it is a joint adventure, which is official, because they can work anywhere else also, but many like to stay here because Mount Abu is a beautiful place.
One of the things also I'm aware of that you didn't really touch on, Patapai, was the, well, you touched on it, but I'm interested in you expand a little bit more about the range of specialist doctors and other medical specialists who come not only from India, but from overseas. Can you give a bit of flavour to the range of people who come and what they do?
Well, many of our programs, as I was sharing, we have specialised programs, like specialised surgeries, which we do for joint replacement. And this was started by a German surgeon who visited us for several years. And in the process, he trained our nurses and doctors. Then we have been having people who come and share their knowledge, the physicians, the pathologists, the research scientists. So the focus is more on passing, transferring the knowledge, transferring the skills. Recently we had an ophthalmologist from San Francisco, Optus Paul. He came and trained our surgeons in squint surgery, difficult squint surgery. But there are many people now who are coming to learn from our integrated model. Many of the students from America. Recently I received a call from America. They want to enter into a memorandum of agreement. But the only thing which comes in between is the language. We had an agreement with a Mexican university to send their medical students here, interns. Then we had an agreement with the London College of General Practitioners. They also sent a couple of years. But then the basic issue comes, the people need to know the local language. So now students come, they come for a couple of weeks, and they learn, they stay. So then they are able to pick up our way of working. And there are some of the nurses come, there was exchange program with the Holland, and gynecologist, she came and trained our gynecologist. So it does happen, but we would like to have more of these interactions. Because as I said, the medicine is changing so fast. We are sitting in a place which is almost, I would say, God-chosen, but in the sense that it is a place which is not connected so well with the rest of India. But we are happy that whatever we have been able to accomplish with the support of our global family, it has been enormous. I would say we have had exchange programs also. Our ENT surgeon went to Sweden to learn cleft surgery from a Swedish professor. He came here. So like that, it does happen. And we are grateful that many people volunteer to come. We don't have to incur cost on their travel. They take care of the cost of travel. They come and stay. We just provide them the hospitality. And they take care of so many things. Sometimes they sponsor some equipment. There was a pediatric neurosurgeon from Miami. He came and did endoscopic surgery for children for hydrocephalus. And later on he sent the equipment also so that our surgeons could do it. But unfortunately he couldn't train our and he passed away.
So lots of interaction. So we have time for a couple of questions. If there are some questions that anyone has to ask, can we keep them brief?
This for Dr. Pratap and also to Sister Matilda. I'm a surgeon from UK. My name is Pradeep Agarwal. I'm recently retired. And in my practice, what I found in major complex cancer surgery, which I did, people who are coming for better understanding and have insight, they recovered better quickly, rather than people who came with negative attitude. They took longer time to recover. Same operation, good results, but they stayed longer period in the hospital, and they had, you know, more complications as well. Unfortunately, in NHS, in
sorry,
UK, God,
what is the question?
The question is coming. Sorry, there is no holistic approach to people how to train, look inside to their own diseases. So my question is that is there any provision in your hospital, Dr. Pratap, that people look at the holistic views towards their diseases? Thank you.
Well, I would share with you, which I missed, that we created a department in the hospital known as spirituality and well-being. This department only caters to the spiritual needs of the patient. The counselor would go from patient to patient, talk to them, because what we feel, the disease, what comes to the surface, arises from certain maladjustments and certain defective emotions. And if the lifestyle is corrected, so it makes a lot of difference. People, whether they come for surgical issues or medical issues, they all need spiritual support. And we have a program for these patients, which Sister Matilda started. You know, I was skeptical in the beginning. Was the positive thinking course for even illiterate patients, even for the tribal patients, who couldn't even understand our language. But it was so well accepted. And every night people would get together to listen to these spiritual, I would say, discourses. So it does make a lot of difference. I would feel that patients which come to the hospital, they come with an anxious makeup. You know, they are too anxious, they are under pressure. If that is taken care, then even the therapy becomes more effective. So we are taking care of that part. These two programs which we run regularly, the diabetics program and the coronary artery disease program, they focus on meditation, exercise, diet, and lifestyle correction. And they have given wonderful results to us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. One more question. I think we only have time for one.
Thank you. It's just a simple question. Who to contact in London when there is interest to get in touch for volunteering for non-medical?
Okay, you know, you can. We'll give you the hospital's email ID. You can always write to us, because there are certain legal formalities we need to apply through the Medical Council of India when you come here. Short-term practice, so your registration is required. So you need to write to us well in advance, and maybe we can always find the right and appropriate time for you to come.
Thank you. And on the visit, you'll also be able to have a discussion with Sister Matilda and others that are there to discuss more. Thank you, Sister. Just to you, thank you.
Thank you. Family physician practicing in Australia for 25 years and had great visit with Dr. Pratap yesterday, so that was very nice. I just want to say, like, I am actually using this thing in South Australia and offering VK meditation, the first medical practice offering the VK meditation. And I'm working with the council and some parliamentary, you know, so we're going to open the wellness clinic. But I'm planning to, as I said, we discuss going to spend some time to doing some clinic in the village and Dilwara temple and all those things to learn a bit more from here, to use that holistic approach in general practice in Australia. And that is both ways, some here, some there. Thank you.
Thank you. It's a great exchange. So you'll have more opportunity on the hospital visit to get into much more discussion. And even outside of that time, if there are specific issues, I know Dr. Pratap and Brother Stephen, where is he? Here? Stand up, Stephen, if you would. Once an Australian, now a Mount Abu resident. Stephen, also very approachable and around if you need to discuss some of your interests about the hospital. So thank you so much, the three of you, for that.